Hello and welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, and businesses that are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. They allow principles to take precedence over ad hocism. For them, profitability is as important as scale, creating and leading new categories and innovations. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their business, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, agonies and ecstasies, and of course, frustrations. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial journeys. Unusual Suspects streams on Earshot.in, Spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, MoneyControl.com, and a host of other podcasting streaming platforms. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Raju Vanapala, founder and CEO of Way2 News, a hyperlocal news app. He started Way2 Online Interactive India in 2004, which ran the country's largest consumer messaging portals, Way2SMS.com and 160BY2.com, and amassed over 45 million users, making it one of India's most successful internet startups. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Raju.
Thanks, Gaurav. Thanks for having me here.
I'll start off with a very basic question. How would you describe your company? Is it an aggregator of hyperlocal news? Or is it a content factory in different languages where you put out news through a team of journalists and editors, just like any other news publication or portal? Or are you something else?
Well, aggregator, publisher and portal are something that Way2 News is definitely not. Ourling is different. Way2 News is a content crafting company for the mobile first vernacular audience. Back in 2015, I observed that vernacular audience were deprived of content in regional language. We solved that problem first with our regional language news updates, and then we launched our hyperlocal initiative. 7 years down, we are deemed as the new daily for Telugu, considering the adoption, engagement, and massive penetration. Inside the house, we are a tech company doing content and constantly digging into mobile user behavior. So how do I say, we are a Telugu daily? The reason is because 70% of our audience are using our app regularly. And we achieve this through highly relevant content. Way2 News uses language to make an impact on everyday's life, whether that be as small as helping to decide where to eat or as big as choosing a representative in a government. So overall, to be precise, in one sentence, we are a new daily for language audience.
So how many languages are you in, Raju, right now?
Well, we are available in 8 languages: Telugu, Tamil, Kannada, Marathi, Gujarati, Bengali, Hindi. And the focus is on Telugu and Tamil at this moment because our business strategy is slightly different. We go language-wise, we go market by market. We have proven ourselves in Telugu already. We have achieved certain scale and it's still growing. And right now the focus is on Tamil. Gaurav, we generally give ample time to each market to understand how it works, what content works, on the preferences of the language audience. And then probably once we achieve to a certain scale, we move on to other markets. So right now the app is available in 8 languages.
And how many more languages do you intend to add in the coming months or maybe say in the next 12 months?
Well, next 12 months, if you ask me, we don't have any plans to add any new languages. We are not in a hurry to add more languages at this moment. We look for scale in the market that we operate rather than going after languages at this moment.
You are also using artificial intelligence or AI for delivery and filtering of hyperlocal news to your audiences. Explain the process to me. How does it work?
Well, Gaurav, we primarily employ AI in two areas. One, while gathering information from stringers and contributors. Two, while distributing content to our target audience. So when it comes to sourcing, we have created a clear structure for stringers to avoid people sending content that has already been published. It spanders the time of all the parties, all the stakeholders. The system always encourages them to submit unique stuff. So AI performs basic proofreading, checking the image quality, whether the text was copied from another source or not. Also, we have built our own dictionary that autocorrects any faults in the content, in order to ensure the basic hygiene of the content. In addition to this, we also control the amount of information that we deliver to our audience in order to provide a positive experience. Our algorithm has been fed up with optimal stories that can be published in Taluk based on a population. So this is something we have fed up already to the system based on the population of that Taluk. Imagine a Taluk with a lakh population. We don't want to publish more than 5 stories to that Taluk. So imagine if I'm getting more news from particular Taluk than the estimated optimal number, then obviously the likelihood of publishing that piece will be less. So we alert the users. So we use AI in order to alert or to make or empower these contributors more informative.
Right.
Also, this provides our stringers with far better understanding of what content will be permitted and what will not be permitted at certain times of that day.
How do you generate the content? Who gives you, who provides the news, for instance?
Well, we have a set of audience. One, our audience can contribute content to our platform. Two, we have a professional stringers who generally are providing content to the existing media. They can also report to us. And when it comes to my first point of general audience, majority of the times we have seen teachers from rural areas, students who are probably unemployed, they are contributing to Waiting News today.
Absolutely. We have also seen ChatGPT and other generative AI becoming increasingly efficient in putting out content. But news content in current affairs requires high quality checks and balances, and attribution to cut out fake news and misinformation. How do you achieve this?
Well, I seriously doubt that technology can determine whether something is fake or not. So we deal with it in a two-leg strategy. One, we have proactive measures, and then we have reactive measures to achieve or to control the fake news. Now, if you could look at basically what is fake news? Fake news is typically created by someone with ill intent or by propaganda with a purpose, right? They often conceal their identity in order to get away from their activity, right? They generally choose social media to accomplish this because they can conceal their identity and they can get away easily, if they choose social media. But when it comes to Waiting News, we have numerous checks and balances in order to, keep these bad actors away from the system. At first level, we take contributors' identities and we verify them. And especially if you're a new contributor, we sometimes reach out to the person, and we understand the profile of the audience he's contributing and the purpose of his contribution as well. So there itself, we are filtering out all the bad actors, and that way we are achieving the hygiene in the system. That is one. So I'll call it as a proactive measure. And when it comes to the reactive measure, it's generally difficult to judge a piece of information as a fake or not by sitting in a central location in Hyderabad, because we get content from every corner of the Telugu states, Tamil, etc. So what we do is we deploy contributors. In fact, we empower our contributors to report something as fake, because we display whatever the stories that we are publishing to all the reporters. So if someone finds that some content is fake or is a misinformation or is a misleading information, right, that person can report to us. And our quality team continuously monitors for these red flags. And the moment we have a red flag, we take the story down and then we verify it again. So this is how we achieve both proactively and then reactively. I would say in the last 3-4 years, we started off our hyperlocal. We hardly have seen only one challenge. We have published more than 2 million content items so far. We never had any a major challenge so far. That means our system is working really fine.
What is the level of human intervention you have while ranking of news stories in different languages, or is entirely driven by the recommendation engine that depends on users' reading patterns, similar to a music playlist or a streaming app?
Well, see, we are not completely relying on AI at this moment, and systems have not been evolved that way. Our system works in two ways. One, human empowers AI, and AI empowers human. So over a period of time, probably, AI can probably handle a large volumes of data, and probably a large set of complex decisions will be taken by the AI. But at this moment, human is empowering our AI. So as you know, at this moment, it's a mix of both human and AI. For instance, to give you an example, we get almost 12,000 content pieces every day to our house from Telugu and Tamil. And we have around 22 people who are handling all these 12,000 content pieces. So you can understand the level of AI that does okay. It's not easy to handle 12,000 content pieces a day. And hardly 22 people are just deployed okay to handle all this. That means AI is definitely helping us in identifying or you know the especially in the basic hygiene checks, etc. But at the same time, okay, a human decides on where to publish, what to publish, all that.
That's right. Raju, you are in a space which is news and current affairs, where content consumption habits and behavior is witnessing a sweeping transformation. That is primarily because of technology and also because of demographic changes. How are you making yourself relevant among the younger population who are relatively unfamiliar with newspapers and news television? Yet, they're well-informed through digital sources other than newspapers and news TV. So how do you make yourself relevant and, you know, for this class of people who are increasingly going to be the primary consumers of news and current affairs content?
So Gaurav, see, the younger population is a very broad term. You know, we cannot generalize it. What we have done is we started, you know, understanding. Generally, you know, right, okay, media is not meant for a younger audience. So media is meant more for mid-age and then probably older age audience. That's how it is so far. And that's how even the media is also publishing their content. So we really wanted to change it, okay? You know, as a mission, right, we wanted to make news relevant to a billion Indians. That's what our mission is all about. So we started studying about the younger audience behavior. So what we realized is the younger audience have more mistrust on media and news. Their source of information are memes, videos, infographics, which are more questioning. So their consumption pattern is totally different from the traditional people's consumption pattern. So that's why we have done several changes to our approach. And we have done this 3 years back, and it's working out really well. And earlier, like we have more mid-aged audience, okay, over 35 and above. But now we have a large set of audience, a large set of young audience as well. So what we have done for this? Well, like we have deployed younger journalists inside our house. Unlike, you know, going after for experienced people, okay, to write content. So what we thought is, like, you know, we need a young set of audience. You know what? Okay, we have a 19-year-old guy who is writing content, in fact. And he's not a journalist, by the way. He's not a trained guy. But he knows, okay, he's a blogger. So we brought this guy, okay, inside in order to understand or in order to provide the right set of a content to the young audience. And what we do is, in terms of format as well, we provide a lot of infographics, we provide memes, we do a lot of cricket content, we do content from social media as well. In a way, we are trying to mimic social media in order to engage with a young audience.
Right. And what's your business model? How do you earn money? How does the unit economics work for Way to New?
Well, advertisements are the monetization model. And you know, right, okay, so we just follow the same newspaper strategy here. So everybody knows, okay, newspaper circulation is gradually declining. And we are a big believer that newspapers are no more relevant because they publish content the next day. And because of digital, the content is available readily and at this moment, and minute by minute updates are possible now. So what we believe is by 2027, most probably newspapers will become minimal, okay, their impact will become minimal on the consumers. So more and more marketers will probably migrate their budget to digital. So we wanted to target this section of marketers who wanted to migrate from print to the digital. So our model is we are just mimicking the newspaper model, We sell ads based on cost per day. We just followed whatever newspaper does. We do the same. Newspaper generally charges very high on first paper and low on the last paper, right? We follow the same strategy here.
And what is the kind of MAUs you have, monthly active users?
Well, our MAUs are closely touching 9 million right now.
Okay.
And majority of these are from Telugu and Tamil.
How do you plan to take on competition? Because you mentioned newspapers, and that's the reason I'm asking you this question. Because this space is dominated by very large legacy players, and they have decades of credibility in news and current affairs. So what do you intend to do to make yourself stand out?
So Gaurav, we have two sets of competitors. One, traditional legacy media players like Inadu, Tanti, and Malayalam Manorama in regional markets. And then we have digital large players like Daily Hunt, InShorts. InShorts has another app called Public. So these will become our competitors. Well, our model is totally different. Number one, okay, we are a short news application. Our format itself is more relevant to our audience. The new age audience. Number two, the vernacular content. Okay, as I mentioned, like we are a content crafting company. You know, we provide experience. We not only provide content, we are offering great experience on the application. And, you know, our numbers are showing that our organic user acquisition is at almost a million, close to a million, which is far larger. The app has the ability to acquire users organically. And generally, news does not command virality. But our application is displaying or probably demonstrating that, okay, it can attract users organically. That's how we differentiate with others.
What's your view about a purely subscription-based news operation? Do you think Indians will pay for reading news?
Well, it all depends on the propensity to pay. Okay, if you ask me at this moment, the propensity to pay, okay, the size of the market is very less, but the market is maturing, more and more moving towards subscription. I believe both the models will coexist, the ad-funded model and the subscription model. If you ask me, okay, whether a subscription model can probably survive on its own, yes, down the line, but probably may not be at this moment.
You know, you have recently raised your Series A funding of $16.75 million. What's the runway for this? A large part of this will probably be used in tech and related areas, isn't it?
Well, we haven't borne much so far. Okay, as you know, right? Okay, we believe in building the business with fundamentals. You know, I'm a bootstrapped entrepreneur for almost 16, 17 years. So we know how to, we're very conscious about our spend, and we are definitely not going after growth at all costs. Rather, like, you know, we wanted to grow consciously, we wanted to grow systematically. So obviously, like, we have a lot of money still in the bank. We have almost 80% of the money left out in the bank still. And I strongly believe we have two more years of runway left.
And, you know, your funding remains a case study for investment in startups, particularly in the news and current affairs space, because investors are generally shying away from investing in this space, but have shown appetite, which is demonstrated in your case too, for hyperlocal news. What explains this bullishness?
Well, see, we have demonstrated that consumer tech companies can be built profitably at scale. And you know, we are a profitable company before we got funded. And we have proven in one market already that we can beat the competition. Although we are a late entrant in the category, we have beaten all these guys in one market. So all we have to prove to them is that this can be replicated in other markets. And our initial signs in Tamil Nadu have shown that, okay, we have a great appetite to become successful in other markets as well. That has made us to convince our investor. On top of this, our numbers, in fact, okay, our metrics, the business metrics are far, far superior than the competition. Like, you know, our organic acquisition, okay, is massive. The business requires, you know, you have to pump in money for several months, okay, initially to achieve to a certain scale. After that, the business has the ability to acquire users organically and grow on its own. Unlike the competition, you have to pump in money always in order to grow. But waiting news does not require money to be pumped in all the way. And we have shown this in Telugu market already. And then, you know, our retention is, in fact, okay, I would say, like, you know, we have a gold standard retention here. Okay, our 30-day retention is at 45%, which is as good as like Taotiao. You know Taotiao, right? Taotiao is the content king in China. Weitu News is the only entity that matches with Taotiao's retention globally. And our, you know, engagement, right? 70% of our audience, they visit our app regularly. So we have amount to DAO ratio is very high. All these numbers are category, in fact, I would say category defining numbers. So that's what made investor to probably bet on us.
Right. And final question, what next? What's the path to profitability look like? By when do you expect to be profitable? What's your broad exit strategy?
Well, as I mentioned, right, we are a profitable company before we got funded. We're profitable in Telugu language already, where we have a massive scale. We are growing here in Telugu, yet we are profitable. So we look at the profitability metric by market-wise, in fact. So right now, a lot of the funding that we have raised is getting into Tamil Nadu market. So obviously, you know, Tamil Nadu market, we are bleeding right now. We are burning right now. But it's a matter of time, okay? At certain scale, right? Maybe, okay, once we achieve a million plus kind of a DAOs, the business will become profitable and it does not require money to be pumped in further. And when you asked about the exit strategy, see, right now, we are not looking for any exit. You know, it's too early to think about exit strategy because we just got funded, right? And on top of it, okay, my investor is a green fund, okay? They generally stay very long, unlike other VCs, okay? They have a 7 to 10 year kind of a window period, right? But my existing investor probably can stay anywhere between 10 to 15 years. So they don't, in fact, they don't generally push us, okay, for an exit. Number one. Number two, we don't have any pressure from the existing investor to think about an exit strategy at this moment. So we are more focused on our mission to make news relevant to a billion Indians than thinking about exit at this stage.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Raju Vannapala, for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation and share your insights on multiple areas, including the prospects of hyperlocal news, particularly in the vernacular language space, and also how the news in current affairs industry is going to play out over the next few years, the prospects for newspapers and legacy media houses, and the opportunities that lie far ahead, far away from the Hindi and English news space. Thank you so much, Raju.
Thank you, Gaurav. Thank you so much for bringing all the insights to language audience. And thank you so much, you being in the same space. It's great to share insights with you, okay, the other day also. And I'll be in touch with you. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.